Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Michael, Pam, Scott, Myron, Moose from Jamaica is in the chat. When I went home last night, Robbie from Lennox was in the chat. Shout out Kevin and I can't shout out everybody, but a bunch of you guys that have been consistently there since the show started. We're 2 hours in. You guys could be trick-or-treating. You guys could be at a Halloween party. Speaking of Halloween parties, John Schneider said, I think Halloween is a made-up holiday. John Schneider, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, doesn't believe in Halloween. He was quoted saying that, and now his team is down 3-0, but they got a little bit of luck. If you're watching me on the live stream, I just gave like a sigh because, you know, the two hits that Yamamoto has given up, they're lucky hits. They're complete lucky hits. The first one was ruled a hit, but it was an error on Max Muncy. And then the second one was just barely fair. It goes down the line, bounces off the wall. Kike Hernandez doesn't play it correctly. It turns into a double. So here we are now. Yamamoto's doing his thing. When does he not do his thing? There's a reason that guy got all that money. Here he is facing the 9-hitter, Andrés Giménez, and looking for the second out of the inning, trying to strand Addison Barger on second base. The Knicks, you know, I said my boy Mike, MLB Fan Cave, represented the Chicago Cubs. We're like brothers. I reached out to him before the game. I'm like, yo, what's the deal? Like, tell me about the Bulls. He's a big Bulls fan. And he said, take the Knicks money line. And I just responded to him. I said, I don't know, bro. Knicks can't stop a toddler from getting to the rack. It's 65-48. The Bulls are about to put up 70 in the first half. the Knicks defense, Mike Brown better get that communication going. What can Brown do for you? They got their full complement of guys back. Mitchell Robinson back. Deuce McBride back. And it has not helped. I know I'm going to get some heated Knicks fans on the fan if this one continues the way that it is. And, you know, the other night I was saying, like, I have to talk about the Knicks. I don't have to talk about the Nets. Literally, we don't. They're not a subject. They're not a talk. They don't move the needle. There's nothing to report. As I was just saying to Mario in Long Beach when he called. Now, because I am a Nets fan, when I talk about the Knicks or I say anything critical of the Knicks, and I know it's a long season, nothing is finite. I'm not saying anything final. I'm not making any conclusions. But I see the comments online. Oh, yeah, with the Nets are 0-5. Oh, stupid Nets fan. It's got nothing to do with the Nets, bros. So when you hear my thoughts on the Knicks tonight, assuming that they don't win this game, they better come out and have a better third quarter than historically they have. It's not because I'm a Nets fan. The Nets have nothing to do with anything. I would say the same thing about the Bucks or the Warriors or whomever. left Josh Giddey wide open for three. Bang, it's 69-50. They can't defend. And now it looks like they're like barking at each other a little bit. Carl Anthony Towns barking out something. When you hear me speak about the Knicks, it is not coming from a place of being a salty Nets fan. Trust me, I'm not salty at all. The Knicks I watched beat bums for 20 years. Like, good for you. Like, I'm happy for you guys, honestly. It is not coming from a place of, like, a rivalry. George Springer gets it done. And the Blue Jays answer back. 3-1 in Toronto as Yamamoto was not able to get that last out. George Springer is back healthy, and he makes his presence felt. Like I just said that the Bulls are going to score 70 in the first half. They're a bucket away. They get this last possession here. Stay with me. Josh Giddey brings the ball up the court. Defended by Mikal Bridges, who's had a pretty good start to his second year so far as a New York Knick. Josh Giddey walks up for three. Top of the key. Bang! 72-50 going into half. Oh, that's not going to count. Does that count? It does count. Mikal Bridges shoots one at the buzzer. The light goes on. It goes straight up, almost like the shot that the Pacers got, Tyrese Halliburton shot. He gets it off right before the buzzer. It hits the back iron, goes straight up in the air 10 feet, comes down, goes in for the Knicks. So at the half, it is now 73-53, Chicago Bulls over the Knicks. I will be tuned in to this halftime report. You know, I said that they couldn't stop a toddler from getting to the rack. They gave up 28 points in the paint. But also, they're not defending the perimeter. The Bulls knocked down 10 threes. They're shooting 60% overall. Like, Mike Brown, you better talk to them at half. You better figure it out. These guys better D up and find some offense. I saw Nikola Vucevic on Jalen Brunson, mismatch, and he like elbowed Jalen Brunson in the face. I don't know if Brunson came out, but Brunson's only got 2 points in this first half. He's a minus 14. Mikal Bridges only has 2 points. Well, actually, if you refresh that now, was that a two and not a three? They didn't update the score. He should have more than that because he just hit a three at the buzzer. So I'm assuming he's going to have five. OG Anunoby has two. Let me refresh this because I think that's got to be wrong. My computer is not. I'm like, these got to be the wrong numbers. There's no way that adds up to the correct points here. Okay, here we go. Jalen Brunson has 14. Mikal Bridges has 10. OG Anunoby has 12 at the half. Karl Anthony Towns, 5. Mitchell Robinson, 2. Off the bench, Gershon Yabusele, 3 points. Jordan Clarkson, 3 points. Landry Shamet, a point. Miles McBride, 3 points. So, not so great. Because when you look at Josh Giddey, 21 points. When you look at Nikola Vucevic, who I just mentioned, 12. And then off the bench, Ayu Dosunmu, who I mentioned before, because I saw him go right to the cup. He's got 13. They've got a lot of guys that can fill it up. They've got young guys with speed, athleticism. And, they're in control of this one right now. You know that third quarter Knicks narrative that happens a lot? Let's see how they come out at half, because this game could be over going into the fourth if they come out slow. 888-808-1019. Let's talk to the fans that call the fan. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, man. I know everybody's super down on the Giants right now for the most part when we lost Cam Scadaboo, but I feel like everybody forgot how good Tyrone Tracy was last year. And he was dealing with an injury, and you know, Scadaboo was popping off. But man, I think Tyrone Tracy's a real dog, and I'm excited to see him play this Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good guy to be an X factor. Can he rush 400 yards? Can he catch some passes? Can he score some touchdowns? Can he tap back into the guy that he was last year now that Cam Scadaboo is down and it's really just going to be him and Singletary? He has to step up. He has to be the guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to make excuses for the Giants to not play well, but I don't think the running back position is one where we're really lacking right now. And I don't know if you've heard anything about like Antoine Wells. He played with Jackson Dart and Ole Miss, and he's on the Giants practice squad. So, I mean, I'm really hoping he gets a chance to play at some point because he's going to have real
I brought chemistry. His name up earlier in the week, and someone alerted me that he was no longer with the team. Yeah, 3 days ago. He got cut 3 days ago. So it was a good update. Like, when we saw it, we're like, oh, okay, they're trying to get the band back together. This is a receiver that could potentially help. I don't know exactly what it was, but it didn't last long.
They got to get Ray McLeod Jr. or whatever his name is on the Giants to play before that guy.
Well, funny enough, he took the jersey right off his back. Juice Wells was supposed to wear number 88. He gets cut. Ray took 39, and now I believe he's going to be elevated from the practice squad on Sunday. Look out for number 88, Ray McLeod. Thanks for the call, Lawrence. So the article that I saw on CBS Sports, the Giants cut Juice Wells from the practice squad on Tuesday. Wells spent the past couple weeks on the Giants practice squad, but will now look for a new opportunity elsewhere. So it didn't last long. I don't know what it is. Like, if he couldn't pick up the playbook, if he didn't look fast, if his hands didn't look good, this is the NFL. So it seemed like a good idea in theory to bring him in, try and reunite some flames with Jackson Dart. But clearly it didn't materialize. Here's something that may materialize. So last night when I was on after Thursday Night Football, we watched a miserable Miami Dolphins team, a team that committed penalties, even a phantom penalty, which I went on a long rant about how they got to be able to reverse that tripping penalty because he didn't trip anybody. He fell. Anyway, this is a team that, you know, shot themselves in the foot last night if you watched Thursday Night Football. Fumbles, interceptions, missed field goals, stupid play calls. You're throwing a fade route into the end zone with a 5'8 Devin Achane matched up against a 6'4 safety in Kyle Hamilton. Why? How does that happen? That's how you get fired. But Mike McDaniel is not going to get fired. He's going to finish out this year. You know who did get fired? GM Chris Greer. And GM Chris Greer supposedly told Jalen Waddle, hey, as long as I'm here, as long as I have a say, you're safe. Like, we're not trading you, buddy. Like, I drafted you. I want you to stay here. We know, you know, your talent. Okay. So now that changes things for the Giants. Now that he's out of there, anything goes. And who knows what Stephen Ross is cooking up. Giants fans have been interested in Waddle for weeks. Connor Hughes reported that Jalen Waddle wasn't getting moved as long as Chris Greer had a say. That he believed because of one possession games that the Dolphins could turn it around. Now that door is open. So if I'm the Giants, I would be checking on it. But then I also have a thought about the Giants. What are you going to give up? What's the asking price? What would you guys give up for Jalen Waddle? How much of a difference is he going to make this year? You're not going to the playoffs. I talked to a lot of people online, and there were Giants fans that told me it isn't just for this year. It's for next year. Can you imagine him and Malik Nabers? Sure. Sure, that'd be a hell of a tandem. But, you know, it takes two to tango. You got to give to get. This is an organization that fans want the head coach fired. I think the head coach will go before the GM, but the GM is the one that'll be doing these dealings. I think the GM needs to be looking to trade pieces more so than acquire pieces. And I haven't really liked his trade history. You know, like with Dexter Lawrence, the conversation came up this week. Is he trying to be traded? No, I don't think he's trying to be traded. But you traded Leonard Williams, his road dog, his buddy, to his preferred destination. You wouldn't trade Saquon. That has popped up in the Saquon documentary. I don't know, man. We'll see. Trade deadline coming up on November 4th. So that is on Tuesday. And the Giants should be sellers. But there's reports out there that they're not going to move on from Kayvon Thibodeau. There's also reports out there that Jalin Hyatt, their third-round drafted wide receiver out of Tennessee, wants to be traded, wants to be moved. And then, obviously, if they could trade Evan Neal for a single-ride Metro card, get that done. Justin is down in Middletown on the Fan in New York. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Keith. I kind of disagree with the whole Waddle getting him for the Giants. He is just... I mean, for this is like the first season that he hasn't been out for like more than multiple games.
I said it already because I used to draft him in fantasy. And like, If you watch him, he's always hurt. He's always coming out of games.
Always.
I had him in fantasy, I think, a year or 2 years ago, and I'm, like, monitoring his game. I'm like, this guy gets hit once, and he's out of the game for a quarter.
Yeah.
I don't want to call him soft, but he's small. He's a little fragile. I don't know how he would work up here in the North. I had this rant a couple weeks ago because I'm like, he went to Alabama. He was surrounded by other talented players. He goes to Miami. He's got Tyreek with him. For me, it's just how much he comes out of the game. I don't want to say he's soft, but he does get hurt a lot. I always just see him, like, walking off with a trainer. You got to stay in the game and battle and compete. And it's cold up here in New York.
And that's the thing. For, like, me as a Giants fan, if we're going to be trading for a wide receiver, we need someone that's young, that proves that he plays all the time, and the perfect man for that. Keith, do you know who it is? Jerry Jeudy,
you said?
Jerry Jeudy. He's the I'm telling you, would be the perfect complement to Neighbors, Wandell Robinson.
They're similar. I was talking about Jerry Judy's skill set. They're similar, but I don't know if he's perfect, man. You remember when Steve Smith had a lot to say about Jerry Jeudy? There's a reason why Jerry Jeudy isn't balling like...
Listen, he's talented, Steve Smith. He played football. He's a great football player, but... Are we going to take advice from him?
No, he's definitely got some hater. He's definitely got some hater in his blood. But you would go get Jerry Jeudy, and then you sit down Jackson Dart, and then you have Jameis Winston throw to Jerry Jeudy so they could reignite their flames from Cleveland last year.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But Keith, one last thing before I go. MU basketball this year. Are we making the tournament? King Rice got him?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't keep up that much. Unless they start making moves. Like a few years back, they were Giants killers, like or Giant killers, where they were knocking off the big-time schools. I don't know. Yeah. Mammoth football has been pretty solid from what I've seen this year. I don't know what their basketball team prospects are going to be. Did you go to Mammoth?
I graduated in 22. But even John Gruden had a little video about Mammoth football.
Smart.
Like, hyping them up.
I was jealous. I was like, damn, can I get a gift box? Can I get a care package? They sent them all the Under Armour really swag. Nice. They sent them a helmet. I'm like, can Keith McPherson get some Mammoth University swag at the fan?
Not 345 Keith, what about Hudson? The alums? Send them to everybody. Have everyone rep Mammoth. That's the real school of New Jersey. Rutgers sports in the tanker.
Yeah, we got to get that Rutgers Mammoth game to be a yearly thing. Like,
I know. I went to the basketball game last year, and Mammoth covered, baby.
did they do Rutgers versus Mammoth football?
No, they just did basketball.
I don't know about other sports.
But
I think they did. I think they did it last year. Because I remember there was rumors about it. We were talking about for years, you know, because Rutgers will book Norfolk State or something, you know, and we were like, Rutgers should have Mammoth be that, like, that game. I feel like it happened last year. Let's see. Rutgers defeated Mammoth in a football game. Let's see. I don't know. I think this ChatGPT is tweaking. I don't think that really happened. Let me look into that.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a Mammoth-Rutgers game, though, oh, that'd be awesome. I'm definitely going.
Yeah, that would be sick.
All my friends are Rutgers fans. It'd be awesome.
And, of course, kids from Mammoth, at least when I was there, maybe when you were there, we would take Route 18 right up to Rutgers and party at Rutgers sometime. Rutgers Fest. And a night like this on Halloween, Friday night, go up to Rutgers. Mammoth is probably lit. Yeah. But if you want to go to Rutgers, it's just a bigger campus, bigger neighborhood surrounding areas.
All right. I'm going to go, but Keith, great talking to you, man.
I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay, but thanks for checking in, Justin. 888-808-1019. Did Mammoth University ever play Rutgers University in football? I feel like the game was talked about, but never materialized. And I feel like this was something like when I played years after, as Mammoth started to come up, as Mammoth started to play in the Big South, as now Mammoth is actually good. We're like, yo, we got to get a game against Rutgers. Yeah. ChatGPT says there's no record of Mammoth University playing Rutgers in college football. That needs to get done one year. That would be lit. That'd be turned up. I'd be there. I'd go. I haven't been to a Mammoth football game over a decade. Haven't been to a Rutgers game in mad long. But, like, it makes too much sense for that, like, first game of the year, Rutgers to schedule Mammoth University as their, like, tune-up game, right? Since they don't play preseason football. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's like Long Island University played Florida this year. And that doesn't make any sense. Like LIU football program, which has not been around that long, I'm pretty sure they opened up the season down at the Gator Bowl. That's insane. Like that shouldn't even be allowed. 888-808-1019. Give you guys an update. Obviously, we're on halftime watch for the Knicks, and I do want to watch this halftime report. I think I probably already missed it. I don't know. It's tough to host a show and keep your eyes on everything. But end of the fourth, Dodgers lead the Blue Jays 3-1. We're still talking all around the New York Giants matchup against the 49ers. It's a football Friday on the Fan. We're halfway through my five-hour KM to AM. Call up. We'll be right back. The Giants have a crucial game this week, one that they should win, could win, but I think that the little things around the margins that they usually screw up might damn them again, and if that's the case, it's going to get really loud for one Brian Daboll. Loud from the side of, fire this guy. He can't coach. He can't win. He's not going to be the guy to lead us into the future. Julian is in South Plainfield on the Fan. Go for it, Julian.
How you doing, Keith? Love what you guys doing on the Fan. Quick question.
Yep.
As far as the Giants and Jets go, who do you think are going to break through first as far as even just making a splash in the playoffs
the Giants.
Next few years? I mean,
the Giants, of course. The Giants have their franchise quarterback, it seems. The Giants have their franchise number one wide receiver, running back. Brian Burns isn't going anywhere. He's a defensive player of the year candidate. He's probably not going to win it, but he's in the conversation. Cordell Flott looked really good before he got hurt. He will be back. They're not trading Kayvon. Dexter Lawrence is down. Like, they have pieces. They have guys. Andrew Thomas.
That's
let's not
true,
leave out Andrew Thomas now that he's back.
I'm hearing murmurs of, you know, Myles Garrett being up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For trade, hypothetically, if he goes over to Philly.
Myles Garrett's a dum-dum. He took that money. They're not trading him. He had 5 sacks in a game. They're not trading him. His name is going to come up to be traded every time they talk about trading people, and they're not trading him. Why would the Browns trade him? They convinced him to take the contract, and paid him all that money, they can let him sit there and rot and be mad, slamming his helmet on the sideline because they're going to lose. He's going to lose a bunch of games, but you know what? He's going to be filthy rich. He chose that fate.
Absolutely, man. One class thing as far as records go, man, it's not what it was back in the day.
What you mean?
It's all tamed. It's not what it was.
Oh, like the party scene?
Yeah,
because, I mean, I forget what year it was. Somebody got shot at Rutgers Fest. I'm sure they turned it down, but, you know, I was out there before people had...
I think it was a frat that got shut down, too.
Yeah, because it was wild. Before people could film stuff, before these cell phones could go live and see everything in 4K, I saw a lot of crazy stuff go on at Rutgers. I'm sure they've had to calm it down.
Yeah, man, and to get to your Monmouth Rutgers game, that would be top tier. Just bring all the jerseys.
Yeah, that would be such a, like, they could call it the Garden State Classic. Why wouldn't they kick off one of these seasons, Monmouth at Rutgers? Everybody would go. Thanks for the call, Julian. It sounded like Julian was putting the dishes away. I had to depart. I had to go the other way. But I'm picking up what you were putting down, man. You're from South Plainfield. And, I mean, people know the days, man. People know the days. If you were a Jersey kid, all of the Jersey schools from Seton Hall to Fairleigh Dickinson to Stockton down there to Monmouth in between, Rowan down there, Rutgers, you've probably partied at all of them. And I don't know. It's different now for these kids, you know. New Brunswick used to be lit. Like, I had friends that had a house in New Brunswick. It was like 6 rooms, a backyard, and a basement. And you could go up there and do whatever you wanted, straight up. It was a free-for-all. Like, it was a good time. And God was with us a lot of those nights, traveling from Monmouth University to Rutgers University of Route 18 and back and forth, you know. I remember going up there before they had a guitar center in Ocean. I used to ride up there and go to that guitar center. There was only one guitar center to go to. Rutgers Fest for multiple years in a row. Like, I was there the year J. Cole performed, Talib Kweli performed, and somebody else performed. And I didn't even make it to the performance. It's like Rutgers Fest comes around. You show up there in the morning. You're probably not making it to the nighttime unless you take a nap somewhere, unless somebody guides you and make sure you safely get to where you got to go. Yeah, college was different when you couldn't flip up a phone and catch everybody in the act. College was different when, you know, like, when I'm washed, and I don't care. I'm glad I'm washed because we got to live and experience things that, you know, nobody can tap back into a file and play or put on the internet. It's all in your mind. But I remember going to college and the cell phones couldn't take good videos and pictures, but some people had like digital cameras. And like now when you look back at some of those pictures from like 07, 08, 09, like those pictures aren't from iPhones. Those pictures are from digital cameras. Like, I remember, like, a digital camera came with my Dell. Remember that? Dude, you're getting a Dell. Going to college, you have a Dell MacBook or a Dell PC or a Dell laptop before you got a MacBook. And then I think I got a MacBook in 2009 or 10, and I've never not had a MacBook. If you're watching me right now, I will most likely die with a new MacBook. And by then, I can't tell you, this is probably, like, the 7th MacBook I've had. iPhone, MacBook. They own me. Apple owns me. I will always have those two devices. There's too many things that you could do with a MacBook and an iPhone in any field, in any industry. Yeah, reminiscing a little bit here on The Fan. A little bit after 9:30, this show goes to 12. It is a football Friday, and I did mention a couple things about the trade deadline. I think both the Jets and Giants should be sellers, but I think the Jets are going to do something stupid here where they're not. Like, they did just make the trade this week, sending Michael Carter out, bringing John Metchie III in, and I applaud that move. It was a player swap and pretty much a pick swap, 6th round, 7th round. It gives another weapon to Justin Fields, and bringing John Metchie III in during a bye and him being just down the street in Philly why can't he be up to speed in 2 weeks, you know, for the Browns game? As we're talking about Myles Garrett, that's going to be a big week. Just a couple weeks ago, Jets fans wanted Shedeur Sanders traded to the Jets. I don't know why. I never entertained that. And I'm a big Shedeur fan. If you guys remember the draft process before, I'm a Deion fan from a kid. I remember watching the reality TV show. I was rooting for Bucky when he was at SMU. I was rooting for Shiloh when he was at South Carolina. Then when they all joined forces at Colorado, go Colorado Buffaloes, all that, great. But Shedeur fell in the draft, and he's in a place where he's in the NFL, but they just seem to not have any interest in playing him. Do I think he's better than Dillon Gabriel? Yeah. But they drafted Dillon Gabriel before him, so Dillon Gabriel's got the nod now. They traded away Joe Flacco, and fingers crossed that, you know, there's a way that, I don't know, I think the Browns have a bye this week as well, so they're on ice. And I'm not wishing injury on Dillon Gabriel, but how lit would it be for Shedeur Sanders to somehow get in the game? Maybe not injury, but maybe the Jets' defense is just stifling. Sauce Gardner comes back. You got Jarvis Brownlee. You got Quincy Williams back. Will McDonald. And Dillon Gabriel's just like, Coach Stefanski, I'm seeing ghosts. It's spooky out there on Halloween or the week after Halloween at MetLife. Get me out of there, Coach. And then out of nowhere emerges number 12, legendary. They told me bust out my AP. Perfect time, man. Gerald's in Harrison, New York on the Fan. What's up, Gerald?
What's up, Keith? I don't know what you're looking forward to, like, with the Jets here, but, like, at the trade deadline, I think they should just sell. I mean, I don't know what you think.
They won't, though, because I think that they think they're better than they are. There was a like a meme or like a post that came out a couple weeks ago where it was like the first six games, if the one score games were flipped, the Jets would have been 5-2. And I think Woody Johnson, Aaron Glenn, Darren Mooji, those guys sleep well at night knowing that, hey, we're not that bad. Like, you know, we just couldn't close. And if these games were flipped, we'd be better. And they got their first win here. And the Browns game is possibly a winnable game. And I don't think that they're going to trade pieces before, like, they're not getting rid of Breece Hall before a game that they could potentially win.
Yeah.
I would trade him, though.
Trade Breece Hall.
I had two takes this week that came out. At first, someone asked, would you trade Breece Hall? I'm like, yeah, his value's higher than ever after the game he just had. He threw a touchdown. He rushed for 100 yards. But they won't trade him.
Like, one thing, though, like, they scored 39 points against the Bengals defense. I kind of think it was a little bit fluky, and they're going to go back to normal against the Browns.
The Bengals defense is horrible. And
terrible.
You know, good luck to Al Golden, Jersey Shore guy, trying to get them right. But everybody knew that their defense was – they've been terrible last year and this year. Their run defense is nothing. They don't tackle. They don't pursue the ball. The Jets were ready. Yeah. But now you're going up against the Browns defense is going to be a lot different. Like, the Browns defense is a solid defense.
I think that was one game they got lucky. Hopefully. I'm a Jets fan, hopefully. But the only thing I'm rooting for is a draft pick now, to be honest.
You don't want them to win another game. You want to stay up there as the number two pick or maybe number one, depending on what the Saints and Titans do. But the Titans have their quarterback. And honestly, the Saints are playing their rookie quarterback now, where if he balls out, they're not drafting a quarterback. The Jets, regardless, should be able to take their pick of Dante Moore or Fernando Mendoza.
Do you think Fernando Mendoza is legit?
I don't know. I saw a little bit of the game against Oregon. He made some plays. I am familiar with Kirk Cignetti because he used to coach at JMU, and then he went to Indiana, and he told people, Google me. All I do is win, and he's turned that program around. They're number two in the country. Let's see if Mendoza can continue to win. If Mendoza can continue to, you know, look like the guy, but I don't know. And this is the Jets. This is where quarterbacks come to die. I said that about Justin Fields. Yeah, I was like, I should have known better. Justin Fields didn't stand a chance. Thanks for the call, Gerald. I don't know. It's hard to look at these quarterbacks in college and say, like, we didn't think Jackson Dart was this at this time last year at Ole Miss. You don't know. It's about so much more, like, as we talk about chemistry, as I'm trying to see if, you know, the Knicks went into the locker room and added something to their chemistry project. They have made a run. They're only down five now. It's 81-76. The Knicks were down by as much as 22. So they did lock up. They did, you know, figure some stuff out. I think I helped because I tweeted out what's up with the New York Knicks and Mike Brown's defense. And a bunch of people responded. They're getting crushed. They're whack. What defense? Bulls are good. What time are you live? I've been live since 7. But yeah, this is going to be a good game to watch in the fourth quarter here. Hopefully the Knicks can make another run with this last 5 minutes. And then we'll have a good fourth quarter to watch to see if the Knicks can pull it off. But yeah, talking about chemistry. Chemistry with the Toronto Blue Jays. I think that is an underrated thing. What that clubhouse is like, what their relationships are like, what these guys are like, how much they're bought in, how much they pull the same rope and fight for each other. No egos. Chemistry, when you're looking at, you know, the New York Jets, I think that they're not going to sell at the deadline like they should in this rebuild first year of Aaron Glenn because they want to keep some of the chemistry in that locker room. And they're not tanking. They're going to try and win some games. And I think, like, okay, the Miami Dolphins just fired their head coach and or their GM. I think they're going to finish it out with their head coach. When the Dolphins come to MetLife Stadium on December 7th and it is cold and both teams are out of it, why can't the Jets beat the Dolphins then? The Browns are coming here November 9th after the deadline. I don't think they're going to give up Breece Hall. There's going to be calls for him. The Chargers, the Chiefs, there's a bunch of other teams that could use a Breece Hall. I don't think that they're going to. I think he's an Aaron Glenn guy, and I don't think they're in the business of giving away good players, and I think that they care about the chemistry of the team. That, if you saw the content that the Jets put out after the game, who want to fly with them freaking Jets? And, you know, Aaron Glenn went to church on a Sunday in front of his team. They have some belief. And if they can go 3-0 against the two teams from Ohio and a bye, they're going to be feeling themselves. But then they got to face Drake May, and then they got to face Lamar Jackson, and those are probably going to be L's. But I don't know. I don't think that they're looking at this trade deadline as, like, we got to be big-time sellers. I think the Giants are probably a little delusional, too. I think the Giants might actually be out there trying to get Jalen Waddle or go get another receiver for Jackson Dart and not sell either. So we shall see, folks. It's coming up in days from now. And, like, it's the trade deadline, which I always reminded people with baseball. It's the trade deadline. That's when it stops. Like, a trade could pop up tonight. Let me go refresh Twitter and make sure nobody got traded while I was doing all that talking. In Lawrence, Peter, you're on the fan. What you got, Peter?
Hello, Keith. How are you? On this beautiful Halloween night, the ghouls are out.
Yeah, they are. That's why I'm in here watching sports, talking to everybody. I don't want any parts. I don't want any problems.
Okay. The Blue Jays have an uphill battle right now. They are losing 3-1. And Schneider was a student at the high school I worked at between 2002.
What school is that? Because I know he went to Berlin. Or no, I know he's from Berlin, but he went to Eastern Regional, right? Voorhees?
No, John Schneider went to Lawrence High School.
Oh, John Schneider. I'm thinking of Davis.
No.
So
John Schneider. So for his brother.
John Schneider. Didn't John Schneider pitch at Delaware? Or catch at Delaware?
In high school, he was a Lawrence High School ball player.
Okay, I'm looking him up. I was getting the people crossed that you're talking about. Davis Schneider is the guy that hit the leadoff home run in game 5. He is from Berlin, correct, New Jersey. He went to Eastern Regional High School down in South Jersey. John Schneider, manager, he went to the school that you taught at?
That I taught at. I was a substitute teacher.
That's
2002,
awesome.
2004. It could have been his brother. One of them I gave the bathroom pass to.
Lawrence Township. Are you familiar with Brett Brackett?
As John Stewart.
I think, didn't Brett Brackett go to Lawrence Township?
No, what's his name? The quarterback for the Giants, Gruner.
Okay, so there's this kid, Brett Brackett. Oh, he went to Lawrenceville. I'm getting my stories crossed here. But anywho.
Yes, there are three high schools in Lawrence. You got Notre Dame.
Right.
You got Lawrence High.
Right.
And you got Lawrenceville Prep.
Okay. This kid went to Lawrenceville.
One student from Notre Dame played for the New England Patriots. I forget his name.
Yeah, this kid I'm talking about, Brett Brackett, he went to Penn State. We played against him in the semifinals of the Central Jersey Group 3 football playoffs.
I don't know. I'm not familiar. I did not play college ball.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just throwing names out there.
My question to you is, will Russell Wilson or Jameson Winston still be a Giant after November 4th? Because basically, Winston has gotten no snaps. Wilson is just picking up splinters on the bench. And it's detrimental for both their careers.
Great call, Peter. Just as I was saying that I don't think that the Giants are going to make any moves, you spent $19 million on Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston so that they could hit the chop-a-za-chop-chop-chop. You saw a video of them dancing at Sierra's birthday party? You got those guys to just have good vibes in the quarterback room so they could guess how many pumpkins are in the jar? I don't know. One of them should be dealt. I think they both want to stay here, though. Russell Wilson, definitely. Him and Sierra definitely want to stay in New York. Russ's career is over. Not saying that in a nasty way, just saying, like, you know, he doesn't want to go to Cincinnati. They already traded for Joe Flacco, and now Flacco is hurt. That was a waste. What's another team? The Minnesota Vikings? The Vikings, wouldn't they be interested in the services of a Jameis Winston or a Russell Wilson? I saw a rumor that the Vikings are going to try to trade for Kirk Cousins. Don't do that. As we're laughing at the Miami Dolphins and how bad they are, they just beat up on Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. Kirk Cousins' career is over. Kirk Cousins is a rich man. Boy, did he finesse a lot of money out of the NFL. Good for him and his family. Two seasons of Netflix, the quarterback. He made a lot of money in the league. I think both are staying here. I think Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson will finish out the year with the Giants. I'm trying to think what other team needs a quarterback right now. I mean, there are some teams with quarterbacks that are hurt, but they're not hurt to the point where they're in the trade market. I rapped about Kyler Murray coming back. I believe he's on track to come back Monday night, but Jacoby Brissett's a serviceable backup. J.J. McCarthy is coming back for the Vikings, and I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Jaden Daniels is coming back for the Commanders. Bryce Young is coming back for Carolina. I don't know. I don't think there is a team that would really give up the picks for a Russell Wilson or a Jameis Winston. And I don't think either one are leaving. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, as we were just talking about Lawrence, New Jersey, and Lawrenceville, it made me think of a story. Back 20 years ago, in my area, there was a story from Halloween night where some kids were riding around, scaring people, doing mischief type stuff. I think, you know, throwing eggs, stealing candy, and just running around being kids at night. Also when there was no cell phones. And back then in 2005, they had cell phones, but not cell phones that could really take pictures. And these kids, they played football and they were running around and they were, you know, stealing candy from, you know, houses that left candy out, but also stealing candy from other kids that were high school kids that were like their age. And one of the kids stole a bag of candy where the kid had his cell phone in the bag. So with his cell phone in the bag, that's personal property that got elevated to the police in the area. And the police were told that there are kids stealing things. And this got reported as petty theft. Come to find out that that report goes to the police department in the town and they elevate it to a robbery. So now there is this whole investigation that goes on that night to find out who these kids were, where they were, what they were doing, identify them, whatever. Fast forward, the next day the kids go to school. They're all called down to the principal's office and charges are being placed on them for being kids, but stealing candy and ultimately stealing a cell phone, which was accidentally in the mix with candy bars and M&Ms and other things. These three kids, three, they're all on a football team that at this point in the high school football season, they're going to the playoffs. They are one of the top teams. And this is a group of kids that include a starting quarterback, a backup quarterback, a starting linebacker slash running back. And back in 2005, if you come up in the police blotter, if you get charged with anything, there was this thing called the model agreement, where the model agreement with the school and the police department in town, you get suspended for 3 weeks from all activities like a sports team, like a football team in school. So these three players, because of the incident that happened, they get charged, they get suspended from the team. They're allowed to practice. Of course, they go to school, whatever. But now the team is, you know, weakened. It's detrimental. The team is missing starting players that help the team. This travels around the area, and people think that this team doesn't stand a chance. I think the team is the seventh-ranked team in the playoffs, and they're doomed. But they help the team in practice. The team rallies. The team goes on to win their first round matchup, their second round matchup. And then after the 3 weeks of the model agreement pass, those guys are allowed to rejoin the team. And when they rejoin the team now, it is Thanksgiving. They go out and win the Thanksgiving game. And then the last game of the year after that is the state championship game the first week of December. They go up to Rutgers. They plan that game. And they crush the team that they play against, and they win the state championship. and those kids are on the bus joyfully singing and celebrating, and they get a police escort back to town, and they're heroes now. And the paper writes all about the trials and tribulations that came from that and how this story actually materialized. And yeah, they kind of ride off into the sunset. And that's the last state championship that those kids won at that high school. I was one of those kids. I was the quarterback. That happened at my high school. I never actually got charged because I didn't jump out of the car. I was driving the car. I was with the kids. I was with the group. I didn't know what happened. But since I was with them and all the investigation and things that went on, I got implicated. I got suspended for a couple weeks. I couldn't play in the first two rounds of the state championship playoffs. But when it was time for me to come back and play in the state championship, I threw for 100 yards. I rushed for over 100 yards. I had a couple touchdowns. And we won that thing. And I still got that ring. And we haven't had another state champion at my school. It literally dawned on me that it had been 20 years since that nonsense went on. They could have just treated that like kids having fun, kind of, made sure that got swept under the rug, but they forced the issue, and all is well that ends well. Still the last state champion at Ocean Township High School. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We got two more hours left. We're coming right back.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.